NPR News, I'm Robert Siegel. The Amish are known for their commitment to old technology. Outsiders often assume that the Amish reject all new technology, but the reality is more complicated than that. NPR's Jeff Brady explains why, and he begins our report in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
We're going to start by blowing apart that assumption about rejecting new technology.
See, I gotta see who called here.
This is an Amish man checking his voicemail. The phone belongs to a farmer named Sam. Like many Amish, Sam is still deciding what technologies he's comfortable with. On Sam's farm, there's a phone, but not in the house, where he says it could disrupt family life. There's no car or truck. That kind of mobility could scatter the tight-knit community. Ben is another Amish man in Lancaster County. Ben says evaluating new technologies is something that takes place between the push of progress and the pull of tradition. And in the background, there's always one big question. Will this technology hurt the Amish way of life? While that evaluation process can be slow, changes that have taken place so far have allowed Amish businesses to grow. The Amish don't automatically embrace what's new. They evaluate it and decide if it's a good fit for the lives they want to lead. The professor believes that is where the Amish may have a little something to teach the rest of us.